Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Everybody, welcome back to ClickFunnels Radio. I am so excited. Today is a treat for me. I get to have a person I've been following literally for almost 25 years, almost as long as she's been married, I believe. But I want to introduce you to a dear friend of mine, Shalene Johnson. Shalene, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much. It's an honor to be here today.
Well, Shalene, it's been fun. I know that you and Brad have been married 25 years. My wife and I will be celebrating next month, our 27th. And
my goodness.
It's so fun for me as I take a look at just seeing the different things that transpire. I was watching some of your posts. So first of all, if you guys aren't following Shalene, go to shalene.com and definitely follow her on Instagram. You can see her at Shalene Johnson. And you'll find that, Shalene, I think the things I've enjoyed most about watching you over literally the last 15, 20 years is to see the different changes that you've gone through and the way you've evolved your business, the highs and lows you've had from Beachbody and then from moving on to really develop Marketing Impact Academy and your Push Journal. Again, New York Times bestselling author. And literally, the accolades for Shalene would take literally the entire podcast for me to read through every single one of them. But I think the part I'm most excited about is to really watch the relationship which you have with you and Brett, and then obviously with Brock and Sierra, your family, and just to see that whole thing evolve. And so we're going to probably bounce through a couple of different topics today. So you guys who are listening, just hold on. I promise you will want to go back and listen to this again, because Shalene is just a wealth of knowledge and experience. And a person I highly recommend you guys, if you're not following her, please do. Again, Shalene.com and then Shalene Johnson on Instagram. But Shalene, we were kind of talking about, before we kind of got in this whole podcast idea, about some of the things that I know you've had the opportunity of literally helping people start, I don't know what, 10,000 different businesses. And you've seen the ups and downs of people starting their businesses. My audience here, everyone from people who are just getting started to those who are, you know, doing tens of millions of dollars. But if you take a look first to the audience who's just kind of getting started, what are some of the things that you've seen as you've worked with so many people in your Marketing Impact Academy and others? What are some of the main things you find to get people to focus? Because I know you've got, I don't know, 20 different businesses, and then everyone goes, I want to be just like Shalene.
Yeah, that's interesting you should ask that. I see people all the time that I'm like, wow, they are just so perfectly positioned to crush it. And they don't. And I have become very fascinated to understand, like, what is the difference between this person who they really shouldn't be successful as they are, and then this person who is just, it was like they were test tube made for success, but yet they don't have it. And what is it that one has and the other doesn't? And it's not preparation or discipline or determination or want. It boils down to mindset. It boils down to belief in oneself. And we can say we believe in ourselves, we can do all the work, but if we don't truly believe in ourselves, and if we're not okay with having it be a disaster the first couple of times, it's really going to be very difficult to be successful. You have to be okay with a large degree of missteps in order to be successful.
I appreciate that. For me, we were just talking about my son, Parker, who is going through a whole bunch of different things. And this whole idea as far as a perfectionist.
Yeah.
I know that there's a lot of people in business who we have our One Funnel Away challenge helps people get started right off the bat. But the hardest part people feel is like, in 30 days, I should have success. And I'm like, you have to identify what is true success.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of curious, as you're working, some of the things I was looking at that you and Brock are doing right now is a 5-day challenge as far as Instagram.
Yeah.
What are some of the things you recommend people do in that? Because right now, main thing is people just need to win.
Well, that's interesting you should say that, because I've really kind of rethought and reworked the way that I teach people even goal setting. You know, it used to be I would encourage people to set a goal that was so big and so scary that you're almost embarrassed to tell people because it, you know, made your heart flutter and it was audacious. But I think that just is bad advice these days. I really think that we have to set a goal that's like, I'm going to accomplish that. It's almost like creating a to-do list. And one of the items on your list is brushing your teeth so that you have the momentum of checking it off. And that creates this upward spiral of endorphins and like, look at me, I'm doing it. And I think the same is true in business, whether it's like, really, instead of creating this crazy audacious goal for yourself, setting something that's pretty achievable. I met this weekend with one of my clients, and I asked her, what is your intention? Like, what would you love to leave here with? And she said, well, I want to know I'm going to make a certain amount of money this year. I said, how much is that? And she said, a lot, enough so that I don't have to think about the price tags on things. I can take care of the people that I love so that I can live very comfortably. I can take vacations. I can drive whatever car I want to drive. I said, out of curiosity, how much is that? And she said, I think it's about $1 million a month. And I said, okay, what's the highest amount that you've achieved thus far? And she said, you know, she hadn't yet achieved she's been in business for almost 8 years. She hasn't had a $200,000 year yet. And I said, okay, so can I ask, why did you set it at $1 million a month? Like this year? And because listen, I've got all the faith in her that sure. I could have, but that just seems pretty outlandish. I don't think it sounds so realistic, and people might disagree, but I challenged her on that. And I said, I think that sounds like, do you think that's possible? And she said, no, not really. I said, well, then why'd you say it? She said, oh, because I know other people have done it and I'd like to do it. I said, well, what's a goal that would be pretty tough, but you know you could do it if you just really stuck to it. And you know, she came up with a goal of 250. And I think the Chalene 5 years ago would have said, it's not big enough. But with certain people, like, you've got to set a goal that you're actually going to achieve because you need that. You need that evidence that you can do it.
I love that. I think, again, it goes back to your idea you're just talking about as far as stacking those wins, whether it's brushing your teeth and working out, just literally checking those boxes off. I think, especially as a business owner, entrepreneur, you get beat up a lot. Mm. And it is really nice if you look back and say, I started the day with a lot of wins.
Yeah. I know I need that. And I think we all do. And I think more so now than ever, I think we're pretty stressed out as a society. We're very overwhelmed. We're overwhelmed by technology, by social media. And you just cannot deny it from the messaging, from the media, not just social media. And we have underestimated the toll that it takes on us and how much we actually need things that uplift us and make us feel positive and capable.
I love that. I think that is fantastic advice for those people who are listening. Again, stack as many wins as you can. And I know you've got your push journal. Is that talks about that as well?
Yeah. Push journal it's a concept. The book that hit the New York Times bestseller list is called Push. And it's a book about goal setting, whether it's fitness or business or parenting, and how it had become really overcomplicated for me. I had studied all the greats and had all the matrixes and tried all the different systems, and it was working, but it was also it felt like a full-time job. And I also wasn't clear on how to set goals that would make me feel a certain way once I arrived there. So I got really good at accomplishing goals, and then I would arrive at that goal, be able to check it off my list and go, but I don't like where my life is right now. And how I set this goal, how did I not know like it was going to take a toll on my lifestyle, my emotions, my ability to just relax? I didn't. How do I safeguard my next set of goals so that I don't ever end up doing all this work only to feel overwhelmed? And so I started teaching people how to set goals based on what is it you want to feel? Like, I have the word peace on my wrist. That's my word. And that's the measure by which I look at all opportunities, business endeavors, hires, fires, all those things. It's like, okay, will this add peace to my life eventually? Or is this going to, you know, take peace away from my day, my life? And that's just really central to everything that I do. It's not about money. It's not about, you know, accolades or who knows me or any of those things. I really like okay. And this is just me. Like, I don't, I can't worry about everybody else. Like, am I going to feel more peaceful? And I end up saying no to most things because of that. And I wanted to teach other people how to kind of edit your to-do list back, edit your goal setting, and do things in such a way that, you know, it's fast, it's quick, it's easy, it's to the point, but you're really more focused on, what do I want to feel? What's that word?
That is, it's interesting you mentioned that. That is a topic I've been studying quite a bit recently, is trying to spend more time on the feeling side. I was talking to my wife about it. It's like, I hear you all the time, sweetheart, but there's times I don't feel what you're saying. And I'm trying to connect more emotionally. I'm a very driven, ROI-based, go, 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 get things done. And that feeling aspect is something, she was frustrated because, you know, we've hit a lot of these goals and I'm on to the next. And she's like, hey, we didn't even celebrate any of this. And I'm like, well, sweetie, I'm gone. This is what I want to go next. She's like, I know, but I didn't feel any success in what we just did.
And well, you're certainly together for the right reasons. To explain why you've been together for so long. But yeah, she brings that balance to you. And I think we all need that. You know, we all need that. And now more than ever, because we're just inundated with whatever it is you achieved, it's just it never feels like it's enough if you're looking around. Because no matter what you accomplish, it's always someone who's faster, thinner, stronger, richer, more-er. And so you almost have to stop looking around.
That is great. There was just too much more-er out there.
Too much-er.
Well, I'd like to kind of switch gears and focus on one of the things that the people who are listening, video is a big deal. And I've gone back and forth with actually doing this as a video podcast. I always love having it as a video because I get to connect with the person and feel the person I'm actually speaking with.
Yeah.
Right now, it's still audio. But I know that we do a ton of video here at ClickFunnels. There seem to be cameras going on all the time, all around us. And I just wanted to kind of, you've had the opportunity of I think actually, if memory serves me right, you actually had a world record for the longest running infomercial, or you had some infomercial world record. Is that correct?
I do have a Guinness Book of World Records. I'm looking at it. It's hanging on the wall for being in the most fitness videos. But I don't know if I have the world record for having the long. I don't think I have the longest, maybe, running number one infomercial. But I've had quite a few. And that feels pretty, I've got one right now that's on TV. We just actually got news on Friday that it just hit number one. And that's my latest infomercial. And that's fun because I shot it myself during the pandemic, during the shutdown. And just shot it on my iPhone. And it's just cool to know, like, dude, I didn't have to go into a studio to do this. I didn't have to have anyone write a script for me or do my hair and makeup or be awkwardly filmed by someone. Like, I love just filming myself. And I've got a great team, but I even feel awkward when they're around and I'm filming. Like, I don't even like if my husband's in the room. Like, I like to just, I can really be myself on camera when it's just me. So I love that we all have a smartphone in our pocket that allows us to create whatever you need to directly connect with your customer and help them understand how you can help them.
I love it. Well, with all of your experience, I know our audience would love any tips you have about video, anything you've learned. Again, you've gone from full production studio type of stuff to filming on an iPhone. So any ideas, suggestions you might have around the video side of things, people would love to know.
This is my jam. Okay, let's run through it. Number one, stop overproducing it. Don't read from a teleprompter. We can tell. And if you have to read from a teleprompter, you don't know your shit. And you're not passionate about it because you wouldn't read from a teleprompter if you're convincing somebody at a cocktail party. So don't do it. You don't need fancy cameras. Again, the consumer is so hypersensitive to being sold. Like, we are so afraid to be sold that we love. In fact, if you look at major advertising now, they're using a lot of native user-generated content. Like, they're using stuff that looks like it was filmed on Facebook Live or on Instagram Live. They are using TikTok. They're using stuff that looks homegrown and unproduced because that gets our attention, because it feels real and it's authentic. And that's what we're looking for. So use your iPhone and don't script it. Use good audio, though. That's one thing that really does count. So I always recommend that people buy just a little plug-in microphone that you can plug into the end of your iPhone or Android and use that. But create video that you would create for that person who you care about. And what would you tell them? Like, that's how you need to create video instead of being so scripted and salesy and much the way that we are. Now, don't get me wrong. There is a formula. There's definitely a formula to this, and you've got to make sure you hit all those ingredients, because if you leave out an ingredient, the cake flops. But the shorter your the amount of time you have available, like let's say it's a video that you want to put on a sales page, you want it under 10 minutes, well then, you know, you've got to, there's a few ingredients you can leave out, but the important ones need to always be in there. And the longer your video, like let's say you're doing a 30-minute sales video, I've seen even hour-long sales videos. If you're sticking to the ingredient order and it's just really juicy, people will stay. You know, I think that's another question people often ask is, how long should a sales video be? And I always say not a second longer than it should be, and not a second shorter. Like it should be what it should be. But remember that our attention span keeps getting shorter and shorter and shorter.
Well, do you have that ingredient order? Because I'm sure people are taking notes going, what do I actually need to have in this video?
Yeah, let me see if I've done enough of these, I can do it right off the top of my head. But it starts with a hook, right? And the hook has to be something where it's like, wait, that's the thing that I'm dealing with. That's my problem. Like, what is that? So it's grabbing people's attention with that first statement where it's like, you really know what it is your customer is struggling with. And then it's talking about like the struggle, whether that's yours or someone else's. And it's really having for real, like don't act it, like for real, feel it, like feel what it feels like to be annoyed with yourself because your jeans don't fit and you're just like, you're so frustrated, you're sick of it, and you've just tried everything and you don't even feel like going out anymore. And I'm canceling, you know, personal like appointments with my friends for lunch because I just feel fat and gross. Like really get into her head. Like, what is she really saying? Not like the cheesy, like, ladies, are you struggling with a muffin top? Like, no one says that and no one thinks that. Like, that's not it. So really get into the empathy piece. And then the next step is to talk about what would it be like if you didn't have this problem, like really setting the opportunity for people so they could understand, like, and talk about like, what would that feel like? Because again, that's what we're buying, is a feeling. Like, what would it feel like to feel like $1 million when you got dressed, or you're not even worried about what's in your closet because you look great in everything and you feel confident and you love the way your body is performing for you. And then talk to people about what is that, which is why you created fill in the blank, right? The solution. So that's the transition. And people get really funky and weird when they come to the sales part. I'm like, no. Just remember this line. Just remember this. And that is literally why I created fill in the blank. And that's it. Now you're selling. But you're not selling, because selling is what we do when we're trying to talk someone into buying something that we don't believe in. I want to give you all the details so you can figure out if it's right for you. And that's how I look at selling. Like, and it would be rude for me not to explain everything to you. So once I talk about what the solution is, then I have to explain, what is this? What is this? Is this a gadget? Is this an online fitness course that I'm taking? Is this a diet? Is this a shake? Like, what is it? So you really have to break that down so that people can imagine themselves using it, doing it, and having that success. And then if you've got time, so testimonials do all the selling for you. You know, sometimes in a really short sales video that you might see, like on a sales page, you might not have time for a lot of testimonials, but they should be on your page, if not in that video. And even if you're just showing one or two, that's very powerful. And then the next step is to do price juxtapositioning. So what would it cost you if you tried to do this without whatever it is I've created? What would it cost you? What would life be like if you don't do this? We are much more motivated by fear of loss than we are fear or motivated by the excitement of gain, right? Like, we're afraid we're going to lose out on something. So let's talk about, in that juxtapositioning, what they could lose and how much would this otherwise have cost you? And people sometimes go like, I don't know how to compare what other people might spend. I'm like, yes, you do. Think about the amount of time and energy and experience that went into what it took for you to build or create this thing that you offer, whether that's a physical product or an info product. And then lastly, the price, right? And I'm a big believer in you start with the, and really only mention the lowest point of entry. So in other words, if I have a, let's say a $1,000 course, I'm not going to say it's a $1,000 course if I have a payment plan available. Let's say you can do 10 payments of $100. I'll say you can start today for $100 and it is 9 payments after that. But you know, people want to know like, okay, what is it? What do I have to decide to do today? And then lastly, and most importantly, you have to give people a reason why. I shouldn't say lastly. Last is obviously the call to action, but just before the call to action is if you don't give people today a reason why they have to act right now, this minute, they're done. I don't like giving people, you know, this expires in 48 hours. Are you kidding me? The second they've left my page, they're no longer thinking about it. I don't care what it is. I need you to make this decision right now because I value your time. And you and I both know if you've got to come back to this page and figure out what exactly is this? How much was it? What email was I going to use? How long did she say this is? All of that is wasting someone else's time. And I don't want to do that. I know it's a waste of my time when I keep going back to a shopping cart and half the time I'll go back and all of my items are gone. I'm like, dang it. Why didn't they give me a pop-up before I left and said, you know, make sure you close out your cart? Because it's such an inconvenience to have to go there again. So give people a reason right now. Because if you don't, they're gone. They'll think about it. They'll get a text message. And once we lose their attention, we lose the sale. And then finally is the call to action.
Oh my gosh, I love it. I feverishly am taking notes. So I love that. Thank you so much. It's crazy. You talk so much about feeling in there. And it's, as I made mention, it's one of the things I'm really working on personally these days is to feel more and even trying to do videos on a daily basis, a Facebook Live every single day, just trying to, again, find my voice and get out there on a much more regular basis. Russell is by far the leading person in our industry who does all these kind of crazy videos. And it's fun though for me to watch and to understand the importance of feeling and just to see what connects with people and what doesn't connect with people. Mm-hmm. And am I right? If I'm wrong, I want to know that too. And so to try to get feedback from people has been one of the main things I've been reaching out to just to feel more. And I think it's fascinating as I go through and from a marketing standpoint, obviously, you know, hook and urgency and scarcity. Yeah. But I love the most importantly, there was stuff you really put in there was the importance of feeling the struggle. I think too often it's almost like someone's reading the struggle. You know, you made
reference
to a muffin top. Well, no, feel it. What's a person, if you really have ever had that experience, you know what it's like. You know what it's like when all of a sudden your power gets turned off and you're going, sweetheart, I forgot to tell you, we're out of money and I didn't want to tell you that. Or you feel how it's like when, like for myself, I ended up having two back surgeries in the last 2 years. And I just was, for me, physical activity is the most important thing in the world. And my fear of losing that, I didn't want to have back surgery. I'd heard terrible things about it. And yet I could go on for hours about that feeling of being pushed around in a wheelchair Christmas Eve and thinking, I don't want my kids having to do this just because of my choices, because I was too proud to go get surgery or I just didn't. And so I went through a lot of that. And again, you are amazing at connecting with people. And I love watching your videos because you have this insane ability. I've seen you on stage. I've seen the energy. I've seen the way you connect. But most importantly, Shalene, the part I love is just to watch the way you literally feel. And you're talking, even though you may be in an audience of thousands of people, you feel one-on-one with that person. Mm-hmm. And I think I see that in your videos. And I hope those of you guys who are listening, I would hope that you understand the importance of that. Realize you're always talking to just the one person. There's only one person on the other side of that video.
That's so true. And
again, thank you so much for that. Those are great
things. I just don't think we can underestimate how powerful it is to connect authentically with what someone else, especially our customers, what they truly feel. And that's why I always tell people, don't read a script. And the more you remember you're talking to one person, the more natural your voice will be, the more real your emotions will be. Like, you should be feeling it. Like, it should bring tears up in your eyes. It should put a lump in your throat while you're talking about it. And if you're reading from a script, if you're thinking about like the perfect words, it's just not going to work. Like, sometimes you don't have to say anything and people are like, I just know you're not even saying anything, but you know, the fact that I see tears in your eyes tells me I know exactly what you're feeling, because I'm there right now. And we can't do that when we're performing. Yeah. And I think that's probably the biggest change I've seen in videos that really convert our people, and people who really convert, whether it's on the stage or on video, is that there's, you have to be real. And the more we're trying to like perform like somebody else on video or put on our best, whatever, it just, people can tell.
Yeah.
And you're just much better off just being who you are, choosing the words as you would choose them with your best friend, which isn't as articulate or as fancy, but it's real, and real is rare.
I love that. Real is rare. I think that is, those are good parting words. Shalene, thank you so much. I literally could talk to you for hours, and I look forward to one of these times we can get together again. In the meantime, as we get ready to go, any parting words for our audience?
Just be kind to yourself and remember that, you know, you can't go at the same pace 100 days in a row. You've got to allow yourself to have seasons and just be persistent, but don't give up.
I love it. Shalene, thank you so much.
All right. We'll talk to you soon, Dave. Bye.